Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Oscar time. It's Friday. Movie time with Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer here as usual. Takeaways, movie date, podcast team. Welcome, guys.
Hi, John. Hi, John.
So, again, we're counting down to the Oscars, but we're going to talk about the releases this week. And, you know, it's interesting. This is a strange sort of time for movies that get released. They get a lot of attention, but they're not the big contenders. What's the crop this week, Kristen?
We have three big ones. We have Beautiful Creatures, which is based on a young adult novel for those who are missing the witches and the vampires out there.
Right. Vampires work. Why not witches? That's the issue here.
Yes.
What do you think?
You know, I think this is a story about a small southern town, a new girl who arrives in the town who's a possible witch. People think that something's very different about her.
Positive. Emma Thompson.
We all know the Duquesne history.
In the last year, Lena Duquesne has been in three different schools in three different towns, and in every one of them schools they had accidents, even deaths. I'm not afraid of you or your evil kind.
So, she's a witch, Rafer?
Well, I don't want to spoil too much, but okay, yes, you know, and you're welcome. This is really for a Twilight ripoff that tries to bring something new to the tale. This is such a failure. Now, granted, I was
and you're
not,
a Twilight hater.
Yeah, now, yeah, I am totally. A Twilight hater, but at least one thing about the Twilight movies, they made some sense. This film makes no sense whatsoever. I cannot figure out what's happening. There's the Civil War. There's witches. There's a curse. And here's my other question.
Right.
Why is everyone talking about Charles Bukowski in this movie?
I cannot
figure it out.
All right. Often, our good friend Kristen Meinzer can figure these things out. Have you decoded this movie?
I have to say that the logic of this universe was impossible for me to follow as well, which is too bad because the characters are so likable. I really, really enjoyed the main characters.
All right, so could have been, but wasn't in the end. That's Beautiful Creatures. But what about Safe Haven? Here's a clip.
Does it get better with time?
Yeah, at first I tried to avoid any place that we went together. I tried to forget. I tried to put it all behind me. I tried to, you know, just look forward. But I realized that if I'm not thinking about her, who is?
Romantic adaptation of a Nicholas Sparks novel. What do you think, Kristen?
I have to say that this is the best Lifetime made-for-television movie I've ever seen on the big screen. And I'm saying that in a good way. You know, we have a woman who's been wronged. We have a single widowed dad. We have some dancing in the rain. We have some kissing, some loving, and we have some past coming back to haunt the characters. And I think for as corny and ridiculous as it is, it's totally enjoyable, and I really loved it.
Lifetime made-for-TV movies. That's a lot of times alone at home weeping on the couch, Kristen. Is that the case? Rafer, what did you think?
You know, I think for a Nicholas Sparks movie, I almost like this because there's a bit of a thriller element. You know, she's being pursued by a guy. I almost forgot it was a Nicholas Sparks movie by the end, and then wham, there comes that schmaltz pie right in the kisser.
Delicious.
And I just thought, suckered again.
It killed. Oh, so you left feeling cheated.
Yes.
All right. So Safe Haven and the cast. Any notable cast?
Josh Duhamel and Julianne Hough from Rock of Ages. Both, you know, cuddly, sort of appealing.
Ooh, ouch. Well, for this next movie, I have never seen worse reviews in my entire life.
American?
Yeah. New York.
Are you a cop?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis in yet another installment of Die Hard. Rafer, do we need one? How's Bruce doing?
A good day to die harder. This is the fifth go-round in the Die Hard franchise. Look, I'm like every other red-blooded American. I love Die Hard. But, I mean, this is an iconic franchise, and you think they would have done better than to give us an old Cold War thriller from the 80s with Russians trying to go nuclear. It's so dated. It's so cliché.
Right.
It was terrible. Definitely the worst in the franchise.
Awful, Kristen?
It is. It's a good day to walk out of the theater, unfortunately.
So let's walk out of this discussion and tell us your hour special is coming up and you have a surprise for us.
Yes, and we want to create a special audio trailer using all of our listener feedback. If you can log on to Twitter and with hashtag In a World, we're going to create an awesome trailer with everyone's stories in it. So just give your story in one line.
Custom trailers from listener stories. That's great. Go to thetakeaway.org for instructions. Thanks so much.